Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the story is told. The people of England were anxiously awaiting the outcome of the Battle of Waterloo. In the battle, the British army, under the command of the Duke of Wellington, was battling the French army under the command of Napoleon. In a series of stations, each one in sight of the next, had been set up to send visible coded messages from the battlefield all the way back to England. Finally, the message arrived. Wellington defeated. But as soon as that was spelled out, a sudden blanket of fog rolled in, and they could not see the signals. The people of England were heartbroken. Their commander and his army had apparently been defeated. However, the reason for the sad news was because the fog had interrupted the sending of that coded message. Actually, the complete message had not been received. The message was to say, Wellington defeated Napoleon at Waterloo. Later, the fog cleared and the full message was communicated. The outcome of the battle was the exact opposite of what people had originally thought. Wellington and the British had, in fact, not lost the battle at all. They had won. On Good Friday, the message from the cross appears to say, Jesus Christ defeated. His lifeless body was laid in a tomb, and his followers returned to their residences filled with grief and hopelessness. It seemed that the archenemy, Satan, had won the most decisive victory in history. But Easter Sunday brought the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. The full message revealed on Easter Sunday is Jesus Christ defeated Satan at Calvary. The resurrection of Christ shows who the true victor is. Furthermore, just as the whole British nation shared in Wellington's victory over Napoleon, so also all Christians share in Jesus' victory over the devil and death. The resurrection shows Jesus to be the true victor over sin and death, and his victory is shared with us, with you, and with me. Surprisingly, Christ's victory came as a surprise even to his closest followers. Nobody ever expected that Jesus would come out of the tomb alive. His companions thought that Friday afternoon was the last that they would see of him. The first people to be surprised were the women who arrived at the tomb early on that morning. They carried spices for anointing Jesus' dead body. They expected Jesus to be dead. They expected that the stone would need to be rolled away. And they'd hoped that the guards were gracious enough to open the tomb for them. And they expected all they would find inside would be a corpse. Instead, they found at the gravesite was the guards were gone, the stone was rolled away, and the body of Jesus was gone. An empty tomb was not what they had expected. It was a huge surprise. Even more surprising, however, was that the messengers, and we know them to be angels, told them. They said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." Talk about surprising news. He's not dead. He is risen. He's alive. This certainly was not what the women were expecting. But it wasn't only the women who were surprised on that Sunday morning. The apostles were surprised as well. The fact that Jesus rose from the dead took everyone by surprise. But the followers of Jesus should not have been surprised. Jesus had told them three times in the gospel, according to St. Mark, that this would happen. And so the angels were surprised. They were surprised at the surprise of the women. They were surprised that the women didn't see Jesus' resurrection coming. And the angels ask, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" In other words, why are you expecting the one who is the source of life to be dead? Don't you remember that Jesus said that he would rise from the dead? Jesus had predicted his death, and he had predicted his resurrection. So there should be no surprise that he was alive. But perhaps nowhere was the surprise of Christ's victory over death greater than in the spiritual realm. It appeared as if Satan and his demonic hordes had won. In the battle of the ages, the fallen prince of darkness had done all that he could to bring the prince of peace under his power. When Jesus succumbed to death, it appeared that he had been swallowed up by Satan's dominion forever. Yet in what appears to be a victory for the enemy, God brings about a surprise. While in the very grasp of death, Jesus overcomes death. The victim is shown to be the victor. He who is dead now is alive again. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' death and resurrection, the will of God is done. The good and gracious will of God is done for you. Your sins are forgiven. Salvation, even life everlasting, is yours. But perhaps the biggest surprise of all, and the most wonderful, is the fact that God's surprise victory is our victory too. Christ's death and resurrection are not only history or his story, but they are our story as well. This is because in the mind of God, every believer shares completely with Christ in his death and his resurrection. Death is no longer the ultimate power over us, because we have been raised with Jesus through faith. Therefore, you as a member of Christ's body, his church, are unified with Christ in his conquest over sin, death, and the devil. On June 18th, 1815, when the fog had disappeared, the people of England received the full message from the battlefield. Wellington defeated Napoleon at Waterloo. Wellington's victory over Napoleon brought victory to all British citizens. So also, when the fog of surprise and doubt have cleared on that first Easter Sunday, when we realize and are convinced that this is no April Fool's joke, the mystery of the empty tomb is clear. Jesus Christ has defeated Satan, sin, death, and hell. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And as a result, Christ's conquest now brings victory to all of God's people. He brings victory to you. And that's the greatest surprise of all. Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good that you may do his will through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.